Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Did You Know? Success leaves footprints. And what we do on this program is we look back at significant footprints that have been left in time. Many times, our history leaves these facts out, or they distort them. And what we attempt to do is not to change the facts, but to report the facts. There is information out there about these facts. However, when we are being taught, generally in high school, middle school, even college, we overlook many of the pertinent factors that contribute to the history of this great country. This is not fair to anyone, because what we have done in our omission and trying to cover things up is we have a number of people that are carrying around grief, baggage that they don't deserve to take around. Because we look at history, and what it has told us is that slavery was a bad thing, and it truly was a bad thing. We don't talk about how bad it was, and we also leave the impression that every person, every white person in this country descended from slave owners, and that's not true, because we've had many people that have taken risk with their lives, their families, and others that are white that have been completely ignored in our history. Because of this, the view that most people have, including blacks, of themselves is very, very skewed. It's skewed to the point that we have these beliefs which are not true. We have gotten to the point where talking about race is taboo. It's something that we don't do. And if you don't believe me, you look. And I was relating a story the other day by my wife that she had a coworker that was so embarrassed because they had gone somewhere and or one of her workers had gone somewhere with his son. And he saw up close for the first time a black person. And he asked him, "Why are you wearing gloves?" Because the skin was brown. He thought they were gloves. Now, in most situations like that, the parent is going to yank them away, not give them an answer. But that is something that we don't talk about. Many people of all races, creeds, don't talk about it. But we are a progressive society. I think that we are adult enough here that we can talk about those issues, because the only way to resolve them is to understand them. The only way to understand them is to discuss them. Now, what we're talking about today, our primary topic today, is on the issue voting. Why do we vote? Where do we vote? How do we vote? This is the fourth in an installation in a four-part series. This series, we've talked about voter suppression, we've talked about a tutorial for voting, and we've talked about gerrymandering. All of these have a significant impact on our lives today and our future lives and those of our offspring, our loved ones. So significant is that it has been contested since well before the Civil War. Because most people are unaware of the fact that blacks have fought in every war that America has fought in and had to fight to get the opportunity to fight. The first person to die in the American Revolution was Crispus Attucks, a black man. And we have demonstrated ourselves I was never so embarrassed as to find out that the most decorated unit in World War I, the one that fought the longest of any United States troops, were the Harlem Hellfighters. My hometown is Spartanburg, South Carolina. At one point, they were stationed in Spartanburg. And yet, after all of my years, even as an adult, I never heard of them in my entire life. And so I was finding that very, very embarrassing. I've done research on them. I've talked about them. And even have, I believe, a video on them on my site, AmazingBlackHistory.com. I'm not sure how you came to the particular broadcast, but on AmazingBlackHistory.com, we have over 250 posts. And in those posts, I try to give you more than just a summary. There is a summary. But there are videos, there are books. Because some of these subjects you're going to find and you're going to be very interested in and want to know more. What we're attempting to do is to interest you. Because of the topic, Amazing Black History, I want to make sure that people understand it is not just for black people. Because white people have a skewed vision of who we are. We have a skewed vision of who we are because we have not been taught the facts and the essentials that are so important to us. Now, we're going to open the lines later in the program. What that means is if you are listening on a device, I cannot see you on my screen. But if you call in, I can see you. I can open your microphone. We can have an interchange. You can tell me that, ask questions, or if you disagree with me, or whatever, because this is not intended to be a one-sided. The only thing that I ask is that it be respectful. We leave the profanity out because we do have younger listeners, and I don't want to offend people with where we don't have to do so. So as we go into the program, we're going to talk about some of these subjects. We're going to talk about the impact of those subjects. And we are going to give you the opportunity to ask questions. The number to call in case you don't have it, is 646-668-8217. Again, that number is 646-668-8217. I will give this out several times during the program. We will open it up, and you'll have opportunities to ask questions and make comments or what have you. As we start looking at voting, I was sharing the story with someone the other day, and they had made a comment that they didn't realize that at some point in America that all white people did not have the right to vote. All people did not have the right to vote. At one time, you had to be a landowner. And the land that you own had to come up to a certain evaluation. I think it was $100 or $250 or whatever, but in those days, that was a lot of money. It's difficult sometimes to stress how important it is when we're talking about small figures compared to what we do today. But that was a lot. And if you didn't own land at one point, you could not vote. And what does that mean? That means that those people that owned the land basically established the laws, the rules, and everything under which we are living today. Now, many times they are out of step with what we, the small people, the common people, the everyday people, are living through. As we look at our Supreme Court, we must understand that this is a bunch of elitists. And let me explain what I mean by that. There are 9 members of the Supreme Court. And while they are ruling on issues that are important to us, I want you to understand that only 3 of the 9 even attended public schools. Only 3 of the 9 even attended public schools. These are the people that are making the decisions that we are subjected to. These are the people that are making the decisions right now that we are arguing over. And I say arguing, and I mean that in a fierce manner. We're not sitting down and talking about it. We often view people now that don't agree with us on everything that we can think of as being stupid, other, them, they, something else. We are not united as a country. We have an opportunity to put our 2 cents worth in. And as we look at the fight towards that point, I want you to understand that we have put impediments in the way of people of color voting, not just black people, but others as well. And let me give you an example of that. Up before the Civil War, basically no black people got to vote. There were maybe a very few exceptions. But after the Civil War and during the Civil War, we had passed what are called the Reconstruction Amendments, 15th Amendment, which gave us freedom. Now, we get confused because history doesn't go into it. History doesn't tell us much. But we talk about the Emancipation Proclamation. We call it the war between the states. It was not the war between the states. It was a war between two countries, the United States of America and the Confederated States of America. We had a president, Abraham Lincoln. They had a president, Jefferson Davis. We had a vice president, which was Andrew Johnson. They had Alexander Stevens. We had a constitution. They had a constitution. And what the Emancipation Proclamation did was freed those slaves in the former states, which were now the Confederated States, in which there were Union troops that could enforce it. Because they're not going to be at war and voluntarily allow people to give up their source of being rich was the free labor that the slaves provided. This is why we have the holiday Juneteenth. Juneteenth was a year and a half after the 13th Amendment passed. And that was how long it took word to get to Texas that they had been freed. I'll figure out what's going on here, folks, and I'll come right back because we're being shut off at 90 minutes. In fact, I will stay tuned. I will see if I can find out what is going on, and I'll be back with you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I'll be back just as soon as possible.